Is there air pollution in your home? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, M.D. Anil Berry, assistant professor in the Department of Environmental and Sustainable Engineering, digs into this question.
We all know that poor air quality can be linked to health problems, including asthma, allergy, and other respiratory diseases. When we are outdoors, we are exposed to several air pollutants coming from different sources like traffic, industry, and wood burning smoke. Much attention has been given by government and regulatory agencies to tackle urban air pollution. However, there has been a growing awareness as well as public health concern about the quality of air we breathe inside of our homes. As we know from time activity patterns, American adults typically spend more than 60% of their time inside their home. So different daily activities, sources within the home contribute to our exposure to air pollutants, such as particles and volatile organic compounds, or VOC. To understand the levels and potential sources, we undertook a study in Canada in the city of Edmonton in Alberta and measured 24-hour indoor samples in 74 homes during the winter and summer of 2010. From this study, we found outdoor-generated sources were important contributors to indoor particles. Some sources for this include the oil and gas industries, soil dust, and wood-burning smoke. On the other hand, carpet dust, cleaning activities, and the number of pets were important indoor sources. If you look for VOC, we found more than 70% of indoor VOC came from sources within homes. This included household products, combustion processor cooking, and off-gassing of building materials. So the take-home message is this: if we know the important sources of air pollutants in our homes, we can take actions to change our daily activities and minimize our exposure to sources, as well as improve the quality of indoor air and our health.
That was M.D. Anil Berry of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.